U.S. Army looking for undead soldiers. 7th of January 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Washington, D.C. Today, the U.S. military started handing out leaflets to the dead, asking if they'd like a second chance in the Army. This has caused much confusion among the general public, but is widely considered to be a good move, due to the fact that using the immortal as soldiers is much more efficient than using soldiers who might actually die, thus having to be recruited all over again. General George S. Patton says, quote, "Well, of course it's a great idea. I was getting goddamn bored in heaven when my letter came through. I should think it would be compulsory that all dead people should spend at least a year in the Army. They'll never have felt so alive," unquote. Letters have already been sent to over 3,000 Army officers who've been killed in action in Iraq, and the military says that due to the success of this recruitment drive, they are planning to recruit soldiers from every war ever. Captain V. Crazy, who came up with the idea, says, quote, "Of course, there are rules. We don't want Nazis or commies joining the Army. Then again, we don't want to be sued by these minorities. Patton's right. Everybody's allowed in the Army," unquote. The U.S. Army will withdraw all living soldiers from Iraq once there are enough dead soldiers to do the job, although this may be very soon, as not many immortal soldiers are needed. Britain is also planning this, although they've not been as successful. The first recruit they managed to get was ex-Pink Floyd member Sid Barrett, who on his first day of service was responsible for the massacre of over 8,000 people. He's since been withdrawn from the Army and works now as a traffic warden in Barnsley. This has been Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.